Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out and look at the composite numbers in Kansas City. May wheat, 716 and a half, up 6 3/4. July, 723 3/4, up 7. May wheat in Chicago, 671, up 7. July, 676 3/4, up 7 3/4. May corn, 6.45 1/4, up 3. July, 6.30 1/2, up 3 3/4. December, 5.35 1/2, unchanged in the trading day. May soybeans, 13.92 3/4, now 93 even, up 2 1/4. July, 13.74, up 1 3/4. November, 12.53 3/4, down 2. May soybeans, May soybean meal at $400.70 is up $2.20. May soybean oils, $49.77, down $29. April live cattle, 128.72 1/2, down 2 1/2. April feeders are 145.35, down 17 1/2. And April lean hogs are 81.60, and they are up 30 cents.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
I would have thought that based on what I was seeing in the corn pit earlier, that maybe the selling was over, the last two strong days of selling, but we're quickly coming back to neutral here in this corn market today, so maybe by the end of the day the selling's not over.
Well, you know, Dave, we looked like a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday starting to happen out of the box here. It looked like a little strength going along, but I think as we get a little farther into the day, we're seeing a couple things. Number one is margin call selling, as the margin gods call our customers and tell us they need money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is we saw Goldman Sachs come in and cut their price forecast $1 from $7.50 to $6.50 over the next 3 months on cash corn and new crop. They're down at $5.25 now. So, you know, real bit of a cutback there on some of the big advisory firms that way. But also a lot of our trend-following algorithm-type traders are probably coming in, and they seem to come in at 9:30 when the floor opens. So, and it's all this whole sell-off basically happened after that time period. So, that's what's sort of going on.
I think about this quarterly grain stock report, and I don't really necessarily want to go back and hammer it a lot, but I think about it in terms of what it implies for the June report. I just think there's a huge mystery out there of what's going on.
That would be the right answer, Dave. I think that I was quoted on two or three news wires is the logic escapes us was the key words. And, you know, the same amount of animals out there and, you know, our feed usage changed dramatically. And we, you know, it's very obvious that we don't have pasture. We don't have a lot of extra hay. And we supposedly didn't feed a lot of wheat. So why was the corn consumption down, especially when we were cutting back on ethanol production, so our DDGs weren't even there as a substitute. So a big question mark arises, you know, will they explain this by actually underestimating the harvest last year? Will they underestimate it by imports? You know, how are we going to do it? I don't know.
Could it have been that in the December reporting period that producers just underestimated their corn crop?
It's a very, very big possibility, Dave. You know, the difference being is I think Inca Brazos is bidding still 50 over for beans right now if they're readily available. Last time I checked, Elevators love to sell 50 over.
So moving forward, we have to look at the reality that the market did, you know, come off 70 cents, and we need to put a marketing in place in for new crop corn. So we have to tear up. If we didn't have anything, we didn't have anything to tear up. But if we did have something that was not protective to the downside, where do we go from here?
Well, and you know, that's, we saw the largest two-day move in 40 years on a downward basis, basis the corn market. It is very much without a change in the weather. We have a very precarious situation in the new crop corn. I think that, you know, hopefully everybody has 20 to 30% or more covered. If they don't, then we've got a, we have to sit back with a little bit of patience and look for a little bit of a bounce here, Dave. But I'm afraid that bounce is going to be, if we can get back to, 540 to 555 rather than the 575 we were hoping for earlier.
Let's talk about soybeans a little bit this morning.
The beans, of course, they haven't taken it near as bad in all of this. We're continuing to see some pretty good strength in the beans for now. It is a big question mark, you know, as far as new crop, what we can do there because of the great supplies down South America, and that they're going to have a long tail because as their ports keep jammed up, it just means that they aren't going to get them shipped out as fast, and basically they're still being around when our bean harvest starts. So, you know, a little bit of skepticism there, but I think the beans do have a little better chance of popping back up than the corn does.
Wheat, we did get a report from NASS yesterday afternoon on winter wheat conditions, the first national report. I don't know that it necessarily surprised anybody, but it probably reminded them of just how lousy the winter wheat crop is.
I think that's the right answer, Dave. I think that it confirmed or reminded, or however you want to say, is things aren't very good out west.
So the question then becomes, if that crop is not there at harvest, what does that imply? Well, I know what it implies for winter wheat, but what does it imply for corn?
Well, it implies that basically if we actually do have the stocks that the government said, Dave, that we're not too concerned about it anymore because mm-hmm. we don't need it for feed wheat if we've got all the corn that they say we have.
So it is a conundrum.
It's a conundrum, yes. I think that would be the best way to put it. Had dinner with a banker last night, and he says, I'm supposed to be managing all these farms. What should I be doing now? And I says, well, I wish you'd tell me for sure, because it's a conundrum. And that was the same word he used.
So. Is that the same word he used?
Oh, yes.
Like minds think alike, I guess. So on the balance of the week, do you think we are establishing a new sideways trading range? Have we gone far enough? By the end of the week, will we say, "Wow, at least we're not tilted downward anymore"?
I would think that would be the case, Dave. Well, we've taken, what the report put into it. I think we've taken out of the market now, or we might continue, like I said, with a continued margin call selling over the next day or two. But by Thursday or Friday, we should at least be coming into a sideways range.
Okay. Anything else before we let you go today?
I think, you know, the one thing we have to look at is watching the weather from here on in. Mm-hmm. We are seeing a little cooler and wetter weather forecast for next week. And, of course, that is planning delays. It might give us a little bit of a bounce.
That little bit of a bounce that you were suggesting, that we can get up to, what, 540, 550?
That would be a range. And then we need to look at putting some puts on, okay, or doing something in that range.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 644 and a quarter up 2. July, 629 and three quarters up 3. December, 534 and a half down 1. Wheat in Chicago, 670 and a half. Up 6.5 in the May variety. July, 676 and a quarter, up 7.25. May soybeans, 1392, up 1.25. July, 1372 and a half, up a quarter. November, 1249 and a half, down 3.25. May soybean meal, $400.40, up 190. May soybean oils, 49.71, down 35. Over in Kansas City, May wheat, 714 and a half, up 4.75. July, 722, up 5.25. April live cattle, 128.42 and a half, down 32.5. April feeders, 144.85, down 67.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.